Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired sports information director at SUNY Oneonta and current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And on today's show, we are have on Rebecca Monteith Shepplin, class of 2012, as we are going to induct her into our Athletic Hall of Fame this June 6th, 2026. So welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you.
Likewise.
Initial thoughts on being a Hall of Famer.
It's something I, never imagined would be happening. Just thinking back to when I decided to come and play for Oneonta as a freshman. So I'm very honored and extremely grateful for the opportunity.
Well, certainly on behalf of myself and the Hall of Fame Committee, certainly congratulations. I mean, I had the opportunity to watch you for 4 years, and I mean, from the minute you won, from the minute you scored that first goal until you graduated, it was pretty special to watch. I mean, you were just such a powerful lacrosse player. I
Thank you.
mean,
Thank
yeah. So why did you come to Oneonta? What was it about Oneonta that attracted you?
you. Yeah, I think when I was looking at schools or just the level that I wanted to compete at, I always wanted to explore Division III athletics. And I think that was one of the best decisions I ever made. I wanted, the opportunity to compete at a high level, but also, be able to focus on my academics and also just enjoy everything that comes with, being the college experience. And so Oneonta gave me exactly that, a little mix of both. But yeah, I think it allowed me to succeed.
Right. And so that experience included a lot of, I mean, just to ramble off some of your stuff here. I mean, All-American, you're still the all-time leading scorer by far for women's lacrosse. It just seemed like, every game you were, 5, 6, 7 points at a time, which is, I mean, it's amazing when you think about, because we did play a lot of great teams during your time at Oneonta. I mean, talk a little bit about that experience of being on the team and some of your teammates and.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I cherish most is the memories and the friendships that came out of being a part of this team. Everyone was super welcoming. We cheered each other on. Just overall, one of the best parts of being part of a program like this are the people and the coaches that push you. So that's definitely one of the things I'm most proud of. And like I said, just one of the best memories coming out of this. Past the stats and the milestones, the friendships are what are the most important at the end of the day.
So you played for two different coaches. You were recruited by Jess Paws Wang, and then you played for Allie Pollock at the la at the end. What was that experience like?
It was great. I mean, they definitely knew where to push me, and I'm super grateful for that. I think Allie, my senior year, pushed me beyond my comfort zone into playing midfield. I was typically like an attacker. And so that really challenged me a lot more, but I think it opened up a lot more opportunity for me to succeed. Playing more defense allowed me to be part of more of those like cause turnovers and draw controls, things that I think ultimately allowed me to become an All-American at the end of the day. And so I thank them for pushing me to be my best all the time, and just all of the effort that they, put into the players day in, day out. It can be a long season sometimes. Those early morning 6 a.m. workouts in the middle of the winter. And so, really grateful for them and for continuing to push,
Right.
not only me but everyone.
Right. And so coming out of high school, certainly Long Island is the hotbed of lacrosse, a big area for lacrosse players. And we do, like we said, a lot of students from the island would come to Oneonta for, it just seemed to be a magnet. What was it like making that transition between high school and college?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I came from a very competitive program on Long Island from West Islip. And so a lot of the players that I played with in high school ultimately went on to play in college, which is really great to see. And you know, that camaraderie that you have only was able to continue as you played as part of a different team. And so definitely that helped, I think. It was great. There were a lot of Long Islanders that came to Oneonta and competed. So I mean, even in my class, we had people like Annalise Muschietta, Heidi Kissinger, who were competing. We were playing against each other in high school. So it was really just great to bring that to Oneonta, be able to be a part of the same team and just share that, you know, Long Island piece of it as well. So really great. I think that helped too, just, you know, feeling a little bit more comfortable. There were people that I was familiar with, other players from West Islip played, you know, various sports or lacrosse at Oneonta. So it just really helped kind of make it feel a little bit more like home.
So the so did you feel like when you came here, did you think that you were going to make this impact right away?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, thinking back to my rookie year, a scoring record was not on my mind at all. And so I never imagined breaking that, let alone like my first season. But I think, you know, doing so set a standard for myself, and it only motivated me more to keep growing and then to keep competing. And I think that ultimately allowed me to be able to break that record my senior year. So definitely not something that I came into Oneonta driven to do. Like I really, you know, just came on, did my best, and was completely shocked that it got to that.
So did you feel like that that you now took on a leadership role as a freshman in the program?
It did come. I think I was always, you know, somewhat of a natural leader. I think coming in as an underclassman can be a little bit intimidating, right? You don't want to step on anyone's toes in the upperclassmen. Coach Paul Zwang did make me a captain my sophomore year. So that gave me a little bit more confidence, but you know, still didn't want to overstep anywhere. But I think, you know, naturally I do have some leadership qualities that helped me kind of transition into that role.
And what kind of a leader would you consider yourself?
I try to lead by example. I think that's my style is, you know, I'm pushing myself every practice, every game, and just showing that I'm committed and hoping that people follow and do the same. So I'd say that's my leadership style is to just lead by example.
Did you feel that the program, do you think the program, kind of took on maybe your personality a little bit?
Maybe I might have to think about this one. I'd like to think that. I think, you know, we had a lot of really strong underclassmen, you know, as I was in my junior, senior year. And I think they definitely had some similar traits and what I would look for in a leader. So I'd say yes. There were a lot of you know, even underclassmen that came from, again, my hometown, was really great to see. Not that I had any influence on that, but you know, perhaps, I don't know. And so just really, yeah, great to see some just strong, not only players, but really just personalities, take over the program.
Do you kind of think that maybe some of the success that you were seeing maybe helped make some choices for some of those players that maybe were thinking about, do I want to play? Maybe do I want to go there?
I hope so. I don't want to speak for them or speculate, but I hope so. I think, you know, like I said, I wanted a balanced lifestyle as it came to college and not only focusing on one thing or another. So, like I said, maybe that resonated with people a little more that they can have a little bit of the college experience while also competing at a higher level. And so I don't know if I influenced their decision at all, but
Did you have an opportunity to play at a higher division?
I had been recruited by some smaller schools, but they just weren't a good fit, I'd say.
Well, that's important, right? It's important to have a good fit. You want to be where you want to be, right?
I also think, like, looking back as a 17-year-old, I maybe wasn't thinking about certain things that I would think about now, but
Right.
no regrets, right?
Yeah, no. What about your education? Do you think so? Graduated with a degree in communication studies, and you had double minors. I mean, advertising and sport management. I mean, you're kind of in the advertising world. Is that where you started? And talk a little bit about the influence of your education.
Yeah, I mean, Oneonta is a great school, especially as a student athlete. I think my experience in terms of classes and professors was always positive. They were always, gracious to the student athletes when, we had to travel or miss classes and things like that. So that definitely allowed me to succeed not only in my sport, but also, in the classroom. And ultimately, yeah, I think my minor in advertising and sports management is has definitely come into play. I mean, I interned for you, Jeff, and that was some of the greatest experiences for me. I really enjoyed doing that. And
I hope that I didn't, ruin your education, ruin your.
no, not at all. I think as I'm in the field now, a lot of the experience comes from experience, not necessarily, what you studied. So, but I did have a very positive experience as being like being a student athlete at Oneonta. Everyone is super supportive of the athletic program, and that made it a lot easier.
Yeah, I do know that you and Heidi both worked in my office, and you were a tremendous help, especially putting together women's lacrosse records. I tell you, those stuff, the students that were in my office, and just, I just gave them things to do, but I kept telling them how important it was because, if you don't have records, you don't have history, and maybe we can't induct people like yourself into our Hall of Fame because we don't really know. But you and Heidi were tremendous. So thank you
No,
for that.
I loved doing that. And was definitely clearly motivated a lot. But no, that was part of a great experience, I think. To just
What
be a
kind
part of
of
it.
are there any memorable moments you think? Any games, any instances where you just kind of look back and like, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, our last game ever, our last Suniac game of my career, kind of stings a bit because I think we went into overtime. It was like a one goal game. And so that one, maybe not like it was awesome, but the adrenaline rush when you like think back to it. And then we unfortunately ended up losing by that last goal. But I just remember like my whole family had come. We were, it was our last Suniac game. And that adrenaline kind of just like takes over whenever I think about it, like I said. But in terms of like, things that are awesome, I do actually another game that sticks out is that Hamilton game my senior year. They were ranked pretty high. We were coming in as the underdog pretty early on in a non-league game, and ended up coming out with the win. And that was a really positive, amazing feeling as a team. I think, we came out of my junior season was a little rough. I think we were like 3-13. So coming in and our senior year, and I think we broke a record for
Wins.
wins initially. We were like 8-0, and one of those was Hamilton, and that just I think was such a boost to the team. We felt like we were actually, taken seriously, and now like just a threat out there. And so that was a game that I think really allowed us to continue that success that season.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So your junior year, you felt maybe disappointment or whatever. So what kind of how did that motivate you for that senior season? Because I believe you guys finished 12-4 that year, which
Yeah,
was quite a turnaround.
it was. I think thinking back, we didn't lose a lot of players that year. I think we only had one senior my junior year. And so it was a more experienced team coming in my senior year, which allowed us, I think, to be more successful. That on top of, a switch up in the coaching. I don't know, like if that just different coaching styles, right? Not to say that one was better than the other, but just different coaching styles, I think, could ultimately impact that. But yeah, We had some, like I said, really strong underclassmen coming in that freshman year too. And some of those freshmen were our starters and key players. So I just think it was a little bit of a flip in a bunch of different things that allowed us to kind of really focus on our strengths and be successful.
Well, I know that in watching the games or whatever, I mean, the thing I just remember vividly for me was is Heidi would always win the draw, and then she would get it to you, and there would be a goal. You know what I'm saying? Like it just seems so easy, right? I mean, a woman's across, I mean, yeah, the rules have changed a lot since you've played,
I
with the
know,
shot
I know.
clock and everything. I mean, it is, the game moves a little more, and it rewards the athletes, and being that way. I mean, have you been able to watch much of college lacrosse?
I do, and I am always shocked by how much has changed. Like even just the stick checks at the end of every goal, like that's something that never happened for us. And yeah, the stop clock. There are a lot of changes, but I do try to catch some games when I can, and yeah, that always amazes me. But it's still fun to watch.
Did you do you think the game was easy for you? Like,
I don't think so. I think you have to be in pretty good shape, especially as a midfielder running up and down that field. So I'd say the conditioning is extremely important and not always easy. So I wouldn't exactly call it easy, but I think some things definitely come naturally, right? When you have players that you work well with and things like that. So not easy, but
What
yeah.
other sports did you play when you were growing up?
So I grew up a soccer player. And then in high school, I actually switched from playing soccer to field hockey. So I played field hockey and lacrosse later on in high school. But, I grew up playing soccer. Like I said, in middle school, I was on the volleyball team. So I really kind of dabbled in a bunch of different things growing up, but ultimately came to love lacrosse the most.
Do you think that playing those other sports helped you in lacrosse?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, especially field hockey, I started as a 10th grader. So definitely later on from when most people, but I think those the basic skills, the foundation was already there just from playing lacrosse, right? It's a lot of wrist work and hand-eye coordination, things like that. Ultimately we're the same, but I mean, overall, I think being a competitor, right? And just having that attitude and a team player definitely helped that having that discipline. So yeah, I think they all definitely shaped me into being a better lacrosse player.
And I mean, I've never actually, I don't know if I might have held a lacrosse stick, but I don't know if I've ever played catch with a lacrosse stick. Is it like, I mean, catching and throwing? I mean, it seems to be, it can look difficult at times when you watch it, but.
There's definitely a lot of hand-eye coordination, and it's crazy. When I look now, they're starting kids at like 3, 4 years old. And to me, that's just crazy because they don't have that coordination. And it's a lot of just like ground ball pickups, right? Like, because the ball's going to be on the ground most of the time. It's a little funny just getting them excited about the sport. But I mean, when I was younger, I think I started lacrosse in fourth grade, which now kids starting in fourth grade are considered like behind or like later. And so I try to keep that in mind, as a mom now, like where I want to see my children play sports and not, force them into one sport just because I played it, and allowing them to, try a bunch of different ones before they, go all in on one. And it's just shocking, especially here on Long Island, how you see parents are just like, nope, you're gonna play lacrosse and that's it. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely the hand-eye coordination, and then I think, it just once you get it, you kind of don't lose it, and there's some additional skills required, but I think it's one of those things, like whenever I pick up a stick now, it's like I know it's like I never put it down, so it's with you.
It seems like as a parent, so like you said, as a parent now, you're gonna have to battle the, your kid should be playing lacrosse or your kid should be playing soccer and you need to be on eight travel teams, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know Long Island because You remember Tom Benoit?
Yes.
So he moved to the island after he left Oneonta because his wife grew up there, and they're in Merrick.
Okay.
And we were obviously very good friends with them, and when their daughters were growing up, so they're on the island, and every time I would talk to him, he would talk about, well, we're going to this game and we're off to this one and we got to be a member of this club and all the politics of, oh my
Yeah.
God. So, I mean, I like the fact that you're thinking that you want your children to play different sports, because I think that playing different sports helps you in whatever you end up doing.
Exactly. I don't
Yeah.
care what sport they play as long as they like it or,
Yeah.
and are having fun. And actually, it's funny you say that. So, one person who I didn't mention, but I do keep in touch with is Rosemary Fazio, now
Yeah,
McSloy, and
Rosemary.
Kevin McSloy. Yeah, they're married.
Oh,
They actually
geez.
started a out on Long Island. They started like a young travel league and clinic. So,
Interesting.
just great to see that. And yeah.
Ro. Yeah, Ro. She was only with us a couple of years, right? She didn't, right?
She was a 3 year because she did her last year at
Yeah,
FIT. Yeah.
that's right. She was a fashion person, yes. Another good player.
Yeah.
Yes. So, is there anybody maybe you'd like to mention or talk about or just say thanks to?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, yourself, Jeff, I think, I have to give you a special shout out. You were always one of my like biggest supporters. I remember sitting in your office as an intern, and you'd always remind me that you thought I had what it took to one day be in the Hall of Fame. And so it's just a really full circle moment to be here and get the call from you directly,
Yeah.
which is really special. So I'll never forget those early days when you, I think, interviewed me for like one of the really, really older
Yep.
podcasts
Inside Red
initially.
Dragon Sports.
But yeah, I think that ultimately set me up for success in my professional career. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And obviously my coaches, so Jess Poswing, Allie Pollock, I think, they were instrumental in, allowing me to succeed and always pushing me to my limits. My teammates, of course, everyone who I cross paths with there, the training team, the trainers, they were always, some great cheerleaders. And then my family, right? My parents would be driving up from Long Island sometimes in one day just to come see a game. So,
Yeah.
without them, I wouldn't be here and wouldn't have had this opportunity. So I have to thank them as well.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a special, special career, and it's going to be great to see you and your family. The whole family with the little ones and everything
Yeah.
on June 6th, and just a chance to celebrate you, and you say, that full circle moment. For me, the athletes that I got to see for 23 years, and now they go in the Hall of Fame. I keep telling the people, I still go back for the award ceremony, the annual award ceremony in May, because when I retired, they named an award after me. But
Oh, that's amazing. I always loved that.
yeah, so I said, as long as I can get there, I'm gonna go present it, because I just think the connection with the student athletes was just so important.
Yeah.
Because actually, the guy who won it last year was like, wow, I'm actually getting it from the guy who it's named after. I'm like, yeah, like I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think that that's really what it's about, and that's what just seeing you and being able to celebrate you is going to be a great time. So
I'm really looking forward to it.
yeah. Well, certainly again, congratulations, and we'll see you on June 6th. And we're going to sign off now for this episode of the Ozone.
Great. Thank you for having me.
No problem.